Who's the only one here who knows the illegal ninja moves from the government?
Chris.
Who throws his shoe? Honestly.
Ben.
Who would steal 30 bag lunches?
Danny.
Oh, you guys like to tell jokes and giggle and kid around, huh? Giggling like a bunch of young boys in the schoolyard.
Shoddy Radio.
All right, guys. It's time. It's January 31st. Time for our annual Super Bowl prediction podcast.
The first annual.
Well, yeah, but it's going to be annual.
Yeah, but it's the first annual.
Right. It's the first annual Super Bowl prediction podcast where we're going to predict what's going to happen tomorrow, Sunday. What's tomorrow? Tomorrow's the first, I guess, right?
Yes.
February 1st.
And we're really going to have to bust producer Brian's ass to get this thing out in time before the game.
I know. He better get this out. Otherwise, we're going to look like jackasses. I know what's going to happen. He's going to lag like he always does, and it's going to come out tomorrow, and it's going to look like, well, if any of us happen to get anything close to right, it's going to look like, you know.
Well, here's what's going to happen. If none of our predictions come true at all, it's going to be up on probably it's going to be up later tonight.
Right.
The 31st. But if by some off chance one of us gets lucky and nails something, it's going to be up on like February 3rd.
Right. So first of all, let's just do it this way. We can't like be influenced by each other. I'm going to count to three, and then we're all going to say who we think is going to win, the Pittsburgh Steelers or the Arizona Cardinals. So I'm going to say 1, 2, 3, and you either say Pittsburgh or Arizona.
Wait a minute. We say the town, not the team name.
You guys want to say town or team name?
Team name.
And do we say it on three or then
no,
three?
No, one,
then
two,
say
three.
Because
I have to say three, so I can't say three and.
Oh, that's right. That was not fair to you.
Yeah. All right.
Who we think will win or who we want to win?
Who we think will win.
Yeah. Well, who do you want to win first?
Yeah, we can just say who we want to win, first of all. I want the Steelers to win.
I like the Steelers.
I like Hines Ward. He's always smiling. And I like, what's his name?
I like that he's named after a ketchup in a department store.
I also like Troy Polamalu because
you
like
him better than Nordstrom
devil.
Hunts. I want the Cardinals to win because Kurt Warner loves Jesus, and I bet you he prayed to win on this Sunday, so therefore they'll.
I'm going to take you a step further. I bet if the Cardinals don't win, it proves that there's no such thing as Jesus, or that Jesus doesn't love Kurt Warner.
Or someone else on the Steelers happens to love Jesus the exact same amount or more than the Cardinals.
Or God just loves the Steelers.
Yeah.
Can I ask you guys a quick question about prayer?
Yeah.
Get a little off topic here. Here's something that I've never understood about sports, but I've seen interviews with Kurt Warner leading up to the Super Bowl and the pregame shows and all these different things. And he always says, he makes a point to say that he'd like to thank God for giving him the ability. I mean, does he think that God decided that Kurt Warner should be good at football? Like, is that what he means?
I don't know.
That God gave him the ability to train and become good? Or does he mean that, like, God gave him natural, raw football talent?
I think everything, all of the above.
I don't even
is
think
what
he,
Kurt Warner thinks.
I don't even think he knows what he means, honestly.
But let me say this. If I was God, I would be pissed if somebody asked me to win a football game. I'd be like, fuck you, I made the universe. The fuck. Super Bowl. That would irritate me.
Okay, so here we go. On three, Steelers or Cardinals, who we think is going to win? Okay. 1, 2, 3.
Steelers.
You did it on four, you idiot. It's okay.
Sorry.
All right.
You got to count in Japanese.
Okay, so now we're gonna do like some predictions for the Super Bowl. You want to try to be you? Let's just okay. Now I got an idea. So now we're gonna try to predict what the final score is. So
why don't we lead up to that and just kind of go quarter by quarter?
No, I think it'll be better. We can do quarter by quarter things later on. I think we can just do like a.
Why don't we start at halftime and then we'll each branch off a different direction?
I call third quarter. No, let's just – so I'm going to say Steelers since we both said Steelers. No, I'll say Cardinals first, and then we'll go 1, 2, 3, and then we'll say the amount of points we think the Cardinals will get. Or do you want to do that?
One, two, three stuff.
That way we can't be cheating and like copying each other.
Well, why would we want to do that?
I don't know.
I wouldn't copy you anyway.
Okay, yeah. Fine.
We are all going to have our own predictions.
Okay,
probably.
So let's go first quarter then. You want to do first quarter? Give a prediction for the first quarter, Ben?
Yeah, you know, I think Arizona's going to be a little nervous first time there. And Pittsburgh has a tough defense, so I wouldn't be surprised if the Arizona Cardinals lay a goose egg.
Oh, really? And do you think Pittsburgh will score, or do you want to your prediction
Well, we had this discussion earlier tonight off air where you got mad at me and started yelling at me because I said Ben Roethlisberger was overrated, and I'm going to stick by my words, and I'm going to say he'll drive them downfield, but they're probably going to just get a field goal because Ben Roethlisberger, he can't get it into the end zone.
Okay, I'll do you one better, Ben. I'm going to make a prediction that the Steelers will score a touchdown in the first quarter, but it won't count, and they'll end up with a field goal.
Okay, provocative.
Like, I don't know, maybe
somebody will like make it just over the line.
No, maybe they'll make it. Yeah. I was going to say,
but it'll be disputed.
Yeah, like or a pass interference call, anything could go.
That's going to be a challenge of,
or even maybe Ben Roethlisberger himself might try to like get it into the end zone, and then I don't know, anything could happen.
Right.
Anything.
I could see that happening, and I think afterwards the combination is that I can see Jeff Reed kicking an 18-yard field goal. I really.
Why would you make that prediction?
That seems ridiculous.
Well, you know how hardcore of a football fan I am.
But what are the odds that he's going to kick an exact 18-yard field goal?
I smell it on him. He's got strong legs. And even though that's not an impressive amount of yardage, I think it's the right amount for him at this point in his career. At this exact point.
All right. Well, how about this? Tell me at what point in the quarter do you think he'll kick the field goal? Like early in
what point?
Like what? Like how much time remaining into the quarter do you think he'll kick the field goal?
Into the quarter, probably 9:45.
9 minutes 45 seconds.
Yeah.
All right.
Right about.
So is it? Oh, I guess it's your turn again, Ben. Do you have any more predictions for the first quarter, or you want to move on to the second quarter? You can do whatever you want, I guess.
No, I'm sticking to my word. It'll be 3-0 Pittsburgh after one. I think Super Bowl games generally start out pretty slow. There's a lot of butterflies.
Okay, so is that a prediction?
That's my prediction. 3-0 Pittsburgh. I'm not going to be a retard and say 18-yard field goal with 9:45 left. Yeah. That's stupid.
Okay, well, second quarter.
Anybody can make general predictions.
Okay, second quarter.
I'm putting my dick on the line on this one.
You're going to look like a moron when the game takes place.
I know. Second quarter, Ben. What do you think's going on here?
Well, I think that's when Pittsburgh's really going to get it going. And,
you know,
Arizona.
Go ahead. Sorry.
Well, I feel like, I don't think Ben Roethlisberger is going to throw a touchdown pass, not in the first half anyway. I'm thinking a rushing touchdown, maybe make it 10-0.
10-0 at some point in the second quarter. That'll be the first thing that happens in the second quarter, you think, or just at some point?
Well, I think that's going to happen in the second quarter, but then I think Arizona's going to storm back after that because you don't want to be down 10-0 going into the half, right?
Right. No kidding.
So I think they're going to cut it to 10-7.
Okay, well, that's you've already given some predictions. First of all, what I was going to say is I want to make a prediction that I forgot to have happen. First of all, I don't know if you guys know this, but so the last 11 coin tosses, the NFC has won the coin toss.
Really?
Yeah. Now, a lot of people don't know. That's a little known fact, but I predict that we're going to make it 12 times in a row that Arizona's going to win the coin toss. This is even before the first quarter. I predict it's going to be the 12 straight coin tosses for Arizona. And that's the odds of that are not good.
Do you think it's a joke that the NFL and the NFC have together against the AFC? Like the NFL offices let every team in the NFC know that it's always going to be a two-headed coin or something?
Yes, I think obviously that's what's going on. And I also think, but let me tell you this, I think that Arizona, after they win the coin toss, they're going to defer to Pittsburgh. And it's going to be the first time that's ever happened.
Why would they do that?
I don't know, but
keep guessing.
Yeah. Show a little bit of confidence, like we don't even care.
You know what I think would be fun?
What?
since Chris put his dick on the line, as he said earlier, with his crazy-ass predictions in the first quarter, I'd like to hear a crazy prediction to complete the first half for Chris.
Yeah.
Like, he already had a crazy first quarter one. How about a crazy second quarter prediction that would really put the cherry on top of his non-sports knowledge? Just really drive the point home that he has no clue what he's talking about.
All right. I get you, Cherry. I think you close out the second half, the first half, right?
Right.
Okay. My prediction. Let me paint this picture for you. There's 18 seconds left in the half. In the half.
This already
right?
sounds ridiculous. 18 seconds.
At some point, there's going to be 18 seconds left in the half. That's not ridiculous.
Well, I'm just saying you think that you're... Oh, whatever. This
just
whole
let me
play,
talk. Okay. Let me finish. 18 seconds left in the half. The Cardinals have the ball. They're on the one-yard line. Kurt Warner will drop back to throw a quick slant into the end zone. But he will misread the coverage. He's going to think that there's a full-on blitz. But James Harrison will drop back into coverage, intercept the pass, and run it back 100 yards.
All right.
This is going to be an NFL Super Bowl record for longest interception touchdown return.
This is pretty specific.
Yes. Well, this is going to happen.
And pretty then, ridiculous.
Well, also. Life is specific and ridiculous. And then afterwards, Jeff Reed will make the PAT. Or is that Pat?
What do you mean?
You know what I'm saying? When they kick it afterwards?
Yeah, but why would you say Pat? It sounds like you're reading it or something. That just seems weird. I don't know.
What are you, reading an official scoring summary box score?
Yeah.
I mean, no. Make any
sense. All right. Well, there we go. Those are our predictions for the first half, I guess.
So what's the score at the end of the first half again?
17-7. Steal a lead.
Okay. Now, let's do some predictions for... I have a prediction for the halftime show. I predict that Bruce Springsteen and the E Street Band will kick ass.
Well, Danny, you stole my joke, but I agree with you. And I predict that they're going to play all the hits, but only 1-minute versions of them all. I predict they're going to play Born to Run, Glory Days. And I think that Bruce Springsteen and Little Stevie are going to improv some fucked stupid shit with an official, but it's not going to go over the way they planned.
I predict that Bruce Springsteen is going to do this weird knee slide at a camera that's on the ground and is going to hit the camera with his testicles.
I predict that he's going to have one earring in his right ear.
I predict that Max Weinberg is going to look really awkward.
I predict that Clarence Clemens will clap over his head.
Oh, man. Okay, back to the second half. So it's 17-7, right? Is that where we're at?
Yeah.
Third quarter, Ben. Any predictions?
To be honest with you, I know this is going to sound a little weird, but I think the third quarter is going to go a lot like the first quarter.
You think?
It's still a close enough game. The Cardinals are going to come out, and I think they're going to be happy being only down 10. But I just don't see them clicking in the third quarter. I think their best is yet to come. So, again, Ben Roethlisberger, overrated. I'm going to say another Jeff Reed field goal.
Oh, wow. So the first quarter and the third quarter will be exactly the same. The Cardinals will drop a goose egg on the scoreboard, and Jeff Reed will do all the scoring for Pittsburgh.
Yeah, because Ben Roethlisberger is overrated.
Okay. Chris, any predictions third quarter? Nothing specific?
I predict in the third quarter, right around 2:11, Jeff Reed will kick a 21-yard field goal and become my hero.
Okay, fourth quarter.
So we all agree then it'll be 20-7 after three quarters.
This is weird because I didn't think we'd all agree exactly on the score, but that was my prediction, 20-7 after three.
And Jeff Reed is going to break his Super Bowl record by 3 yards.
With a 21-yard...
For this Super Bowl. His own personal...
It didn't last very long. It only lasted a quarter. No, but you mean for this Super Bowl. I think Jeffrey's kicked a far longer...
I'm saying for this Super Bowl.
Okay. All right, fourth quarter. I want to make a prediction for the fourth quarter. Right. I think that Ben Roethlisberger is going to have a big fourth quarter. I don't mean necessarily statistically. I just mean when it comes down to the end of the game or doing what it takes, Ben Roethlisberger will... bring the Steelers out on top. Obviously, that's what I think, but I think Ben Roethlisberger will make a couple big plays.
Well, Well, he never does anything big statistically unless you count eating hot dogs in postgame.
I have a postgame prediction, and this probably has already come true, but I think that several burger joints in Pittsburgh are going to name a burger after Roethlisberger. They're going to call it the Roethlisberger.
Yeah, I'm sure there. I don't think there's any burger you can get in Pittsburgh that any burger place that is run independently that you can't get a Roethlisberger.
And I think that probably wherever Ben goes, he gets offered two kinds, Roethlisbergers and Furburgers.
I thought you were going to say Roethlisbergers with cheese.
All right, Ben, you have any fourth quarter predictions?
Danny, I'm glad you asked.
All right.
I do. And it involves the what you could say is the best wide receiver in the NFL right now, Larry Fitzgerald. You guys agree?
Yeah, I totally agree with you on this one.
He's not going to catch one touchdown pass. He's going to catch two touchdown passes in the fourth quarter.
Okay.
So chalk it down, two.
All right, then. So what do you think? Well, we can't give the final score, I guess, yet. What we think our final score is. Chris, do you have any predictions, fourth quarter predictions?
I do have a few predictions. First off, I think Ben's right. Fitzgerald is going to score two big TDs, definitely.
Did you just say big TDs?
I did. I'm glad you got that. And also, I think that there's going to be kind of an unusual safety situation. I don't know.
You mean like a bomb threat? Or what do you mean? I don't know what you mean.
I think that there's going to be a safety in the end zone, but it's going to be a result of holding.
Like, is that even a safety? If someone holds in the end zone?
Well, I do know that it is, but it doesn't happen often. It just surprised me that you didn't know that. But I think
are you reading the NFL rule book when you're taking a poop? Like, how do you know that?
All right, I do read the NFL rule book while I take poops. Well, let's kind of stop with this blue material.
Yeah, no kidding, man.
We're trying to do clean
remember
shows.
Remember, since now we're supposed to not be swearing.
I said poop.
Oh yeah, right.
Yeah, that's my fourth quarter prediction.
Okay, so what do you think the score is going to be at the end of the fourth quarter, Ben? Well, I'll just say let's do it this way. I'll ask you guys what the score is going to be. What the Cardinals will have at the end of the fourth quarter. So we all say the number that we think the Cardinals will have at the end of the fourth quarter on three. Are you ready?
All right. We're going to say it on three?
No. Why do you have to ask?
So you go one, two, three, pause, then say?
Well,
one,
the reason I ask this time is because Danny's prediction might be three.
Yeah, but we've already covered that. What, are they going to go backwards? I already predicted that they had seven.
But if it's 33, you can't use that three as your first three. Because that wouldn't be fair to us.
All right. So, are we ready for Cardinals score? One, two, three.
23. Danny, did you mean 323?
No.
Okay.
Okay. Now the Steelers' final score on three. One, two, three.
27.
Okay, so 27-23. Steelers win. Any more predictions, fellas?
I predict that this episode will be a hit.
That's a good prediction. I predict that this episode... I predict Brian's going to end up putting it out late. That's just my prediction. Producer Brian's going to be off the ball, out with girls like usual.
Yeah, I think that's a safe bet.
So, hopefully it comes out on time. But if not, we apologize.
Can I also predict that Chris will be made a fool of with his crazy predictions?
Well, I don't even think you need to predict that. That's kind of obvious. But anyway, he might get one of them close, maybe, but I don't think so. All right, Ben, good night.
Why don't you put your money where your mic is?
What does that mean?
I don't know. How about I end the podcast instead? Good night, Ben.
Good night.
Good night, Chris.
Good night, Danny.
I said poop.